I'm Tony Hendro.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler. You're listening to episode 2 of...
The Final Edition Radio Hour. 30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey exploded this morning while signing a bill in Trenton officially recognizing same-sex marriage in New York State. Doctors had been warning the governor, whose weight had climbed from 382 pounds to well over 700, that he ran the risk of exploding. The cause was a colossal buildup of methane in his internal organs due to an unwillingness to expel bodily waste from his system. Ironically, the governor's nickname among his inner circle was Fat Cat, less from his enormous bulk than his often physically affectionate ties to big business. This had led to talk by leading conservatives of a run, or at least a slow shuffling walk, for the presidency. Adipose tissue and fecal matter rained down on Mercer County for several hours after the explosion. Officials in neighboring Hunterdon County said the governor's highly toxic remains were contaminating their reservoirs, which provide much of the state's drinking water. Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno:
I am refusing to accept federal disaster relief. Because, as you know, I detest big government. But not big governors.
Guadagno later realized that she was now governor of New Jersey and felt much better. A historic footnote: had the governor's presidential run succeeded, he would have been the fattest person ever to sit in the Oval Office, or attempt to. This would include the revoltingly fat President Taft.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by Starbucks, the fragrance.
Introducing Starbucks, the fragrance. Wake up and smell like coffee.
Caution, the fragrance you're about to use will make you extremely hot.
Time for the first annual The Final Edition Radio Hour Guide to Oscar-nominated Films. Check out if the celebritocracy we support with our hard-won dollars is doing its job.
The Artist.
George Balanchine, Jean Valjean, is a top star of the silent screen, a dashing combination of Douglas Fairbanks and Fatty Arbuckle. But when talkies are invented, George finds he's forgotten how to speak without drooling. His career fizzles, but rising talkie star Pepe Miller, Berenice Bejo, teaches him a valuable lesson. He can make a poignant movie about a star of the silent screen whose career has fizzled.
The Ironing Lady.
Dejected and bored after her time as Prime Minister is over, Margaret Thatcher, Meryl Streep, tries to adjust to being an ordinary housewife again. But despite the encouragement of her dead husband, Archibald, Jim Broadbent, she never really figures out how to recapture the excitement of fucking over the working class and the poor.
Extremely unlikely and unbearably mawkish.
A happily married couple, Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock, and their happy young son, Timmy Cutechild, are very happy, but the audience is very sad, knowing that Tom is doomed to die on 9/11, the only movie star casualty of that tragic day. When the boy finds that his dad left behind a mysterious key, he embarks on a Homeric quest to discover a plot that will make the increasingly resentful audience forget that they're being shamelessly manipulated.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh!
Shocking poll reveals that the very poor are not concerned about Mitt Romney.
Internet hackers develop immense political power, lose interest 9 seconds later.
Ebola virus launches own website. Content immediately goes bacterial.
It's time for our finance feature, Money or Die. News Corp announced that it had acquired the troubled Oxford English Dictionary and its struggling holding company, the Entire English Language, LLC, which is in receivership. This gives the global media conglomerate exclusive rights to more than 995,000 English words, including thousands of Latinisms, Gaelicisms, Americanisms, and neologisms. At a press conference announcing the acquisition, News Corp's chairman and CEO, Rupert Murdoch, was exultant.
Mr. Murdoch, how would you characterize this very unexpected move?
I'd say it was counterintuitive.
What does that mean exactly?
Counterintuitive means opposed to or not what would be expected intuitively. Apparently improbable.
Okay, but how does the move benefit News Corp?
Every shaved-head bozo in Silicon Valley is chasing digital content on a dozen platforms. We've gone in exactly the opposite direction. We grab the ultimate root menu, the language all that content's written in, which we now own.
How will it work in practice?
Anyone writing in English will now have to pay me, I mean News Corp, a fee for every English word they use.
Can you give us an example?
Oh, trust me. The fees will be affordable.
What does affordable mean?
Affordable means that which can be afforded, spared, or yielded.
No, I mean, isn't paying for every word going to have a chilling effect on journalism?
Not on News Corp's journalism. I'll tell you one benefit. It's the end of fucking great long verbal diarrhea first novels. But don't you fellas worry. As a special one-time opening day bonus offer, we won't charge you for the words you use reporting this story.
Mr. Murdoch, RW Apple iPad, New York Times. What about other stories, like the phone hacking scandals at your London newspapers, which might result in you and your son James going to jail?
Hold it right there, sonny boy. News Corp isn't in business to shut people up, trust me. But you know something? James and me, we really like the word hacking. We wouldn't want to let a useful, elegant, lovingly manufactured jewel of a word like that go for just pennies. So the fee for hacking might be as much as, I don't know, $1 million a use.
So fees per word could effectively become censorship.
Know what, Mr. Snarky Face Wombat Humper? I'm going to make an exception for you. You won't be reporting this press conference without paying through your big fat New York Times honker for every fucking word you use.
Much else happened, but telling cost too much. Now an important message from our favorite Southern Baptist, the Reverend John Haggie.
Today, highway safety and the rapture. We all know that in this end time, with Christ Jesus just around the corner, countless pure, holy Christians are going to be snatched up bodily to heaven in the rapture. But what about we, or you, who are left behind? Say Aunt Daisy is taking you for a ride in her truck. Suddenly, that sweet little old Bible-believing Baptist lady is raptured. Dandy for Daisy, but what about you? You're hurtling down the highway in a driverless vehicle, and it just hit an SSUV head-on. Brother, you could be looking at massive head injury. But not if you're wearing one of my unique end-time rapture helmets. Just $99.99 for the peace of mind that passeth all understanding. End-time rapture helmets come in all sizes, 1 through 5. Get them for the whole family. Don't let your loved ones become helpless vegetables. Vegetables don't have souls, and they can't be raptured. So please, brethren and sistren, whenever you drive, for Christ's sake, wear your rapture helmet. Rejoice, America, for the Messiah is coming.
This is the Final Edition Radio Hour. For more satire with teeth, visit thefinaledition.com.
With strict conformance to Islamic law would dump you in the sea. Kiss our American ass, an ass that doesn't run, an ass that stands for justice, an ass that's number one, an ass that does its duty, an ass that's always free. So you can kiss our American ass, that American ass is me. Bin Laden, hope you ride in hell. Hope is hot in hell. Hope they make you eat a broad in hell. And watch Stay by the Bell. Yo, the red, white, and blue has got a story to tell.
Heard about a bad man in a bottle bag, man. Taliban ain't no match for Uncle Sam's plan. For 10 long years, y'all ran like bitches. Now the Navy SEALs made you sleep with the fishes. Go ahead, pucker up and make my day. Plant your lips on the ass of the USA.
Kiss our American ass, an ass that doesn't run, an ass that stands for justice, an ass that's number one, an ass that does its duty, an ass that's always free. So you can kiss our American ass, that American ass is me. From sea shining sea.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
Oh! Rick Santorum says religious beliefs prevent him from aborting campaign.
Barnes & Noble to spin off bookstore division.
Sean Hannity calls for new passport, separating Americans from great Americans.
This is the final edition Radio Hour Oscar Guide.
The Descendants.
Matt King, George Clooney, is a rich Hawaiian volcano owner who has successfully ignored his family until a boating accident leaves his wife in a coma. He then decides it's time to get to know her better. Matt adds new meaning to his empty life when he attaches strings to her and makes her dance.
Warhorse.
A poor West Cockney farm boy, Justin Bieber, is heartbroken when his favorite horse, Cedric, Irving the Talking Stallion, gallops off to enlist in the army. Determined to rescue his beloved steed from the horrors of World War I, the naive young lad goes to France, only to find that Cedric is now a colonel and prefers commanding an infantry regiment to pulling a plow. In a brilliant switch on the stage version of Warhorse, director Steven Spielberg gives us real horses, but all the humans are puppets.
The final edition is brought to you by Jet Drone, America's finest unmanned air travel. What can you expect from our first-class non-piloted aircraft? Let's listen in on a typical recent international flight.
Hello, and thank you for flying Jet Drone. The captain has turned off the no spying sign. Please feel free to roam about Afghanistan. If you look to your right, you'll see American foreign policy. If you look to your left, you'll see nothing, because there is no left in American foreign policy. We'll be making one perfunctory stop in Kabul and several hundred unauthorized stops in Pakistan, with connecting flights to Oblivion, Kingdom Come, and Newark.
Jet Drone. When you need to be there in a hurry, and you don't need to be there at all.
International law may not apply.
Reacting to the first honest thing Mitt Romney has said in this campaign, that he didn't care about the very poor, GOP leaders have backtracked on their opposition to the social safety net. They now believe the very poor Americans do need a safety net, but a Republican safety net. The final edition Radio Hour managed to record a closed-door meeting of the Republican National Committee's top-secret Very Poor Safety Net Task Force, giving their recommendations to House Speaker John Boehner.
Okay, Congressman Mike Pence, how's your team coming up on daycare?
Mr. Speaker, New Deal socialism is out. Mm-hmm. Compassionate conservatism, low or no cost, is in. And we're proposing a national network of detention centers. We'll repurpose unused urban space, former firehouses, police stations, state universities. and they'll be staffed by laid-off public workers, except for teachers.
Why not teachers?
Because a fired teacher is a bad teacher, and bad teaching is child abuse. Mm-hmm. Detention centers provide each preschooler with their own 3-by-4-foot secure space to play in or watch Nickelodeon till mom returns. Terrific little touch my wife came up with. Mom can purchase optional extras like toys, food, blankies, sedatives.
Great, great. Congresswoman Jenkins, how's about education?
We propose Congress pass the Slow Child Left Behind Act. We believe it's kinder for underachieving kids to be shunted to a slow track and avoid the trauma of cyberbullying and being called retards or morons. This way they won't deprive faster kids of scarce education funds. We see scores rising sharply without the drag of slow kids. High school student enrollment will plummet, meaning more dollars per scholar. Slow kids don't spend years in futile pursuit of literacy. They rotate early out of the educational system, getting a jump start on exciting military careers in the catering corps, the tailoring corps, the latrine corps.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's great work, Lynn. Last but not least, Senator Huckabee's team has been looking into health care. Mike?
We abolish Medicare and replace it with MediPrayer. MediPrayer is a faith-based system of healing my team developed in conjunction with Pentecostal and Evangelical megachurches. Prayers to the Almighty are upgraded by medical professionals so they state the patient's medical history, symptoms, and exact diagnosis. This will focus the Almighty God's attention with laser-like precision on a cure.
No hospitals, no surgery, no doctors, no nurses, no drugs. That's brilliant, Mike. Brilliant.
Yep. This is the least expensive healthcare system ever invented. We predict cure rates competitive with those now achieved by wasteful and inefficient Medicare providers.
Speaker Boehner will roll out the new Republican welfare system next fall during the run-up to the election. As its symbol, the campaign has adopted a red, white, and blue basketball net.
It's time for Breaking Heads.
17-year-old mother of triplets looks 47. Underage mom exposes secrets to increasing stress.
Holding Ron Paul accountable for racist newsletters is too simple, say conspiracy theorists.
Herman Cain drives past Herman Cain for President yard sign, bursts into tears.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by Starbucks. The fragrance.
Introducing Starbucks, the fragrance. Wake up and smell like coffee.
Caution, the fragrance you're about to use will make you extremely hot.
It's the Final Edition Radio Hour Oscar Guide.
Sherlock Holmes meets the girl with the dragon tattoo.
In this somewhat convoluted adaptation of 8 or 9 different books, plays, and TV series, Holmes and Watson, Mandy Patinkin and Patti LuPone, team up with Lisbeth Salander and Mikael Blomkvist, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, to stop Tom Cruise, from making another Mission Impossible movie.
Tinker, Toiler, Tippler, Temp.
When aging spy handler George Smiley, Gary Oldman, is laid off by the super-secret British intelligence agency MI-11, he gets a temp job as a groundskeeper at a golf course, only to realize that there is a Soviet mole operating somewhere under the back nine.
And now, something from the best of the Final Edition Radio Hour.
An unexpected merger today between Pfizer, the world's largest pharmaceutical company, and beloved fast food giant McDonald's sent shockwaves of excitement throughout Wall Street. Pfizer CEO Ian Reed.
This was a no-brainer. For years, McDonald's has been creating millions of patients for our meds which keep their consumers alive so they can go back for more of those 99-cent specials. So why not work hand in hand?
Stock prices soared as the new megacorp rolled out a groundbreaking McHealth menu. Fred Golguth, McDonald's Global VP of Food Engineering, explained it to me at their flagship franchise on 42nd Street in New York City.
A great example of our groundbreaking health menu is the delicious new McBLT, bacon, Lipitor, and tomato.
Tasty, health-threatening food product people love, which also happens to contain the drugs to counter that health threat.
Nationwide surveys indicate massive approval for the merger among McDonald's customers. Our Stone Peck checks out a franchise in remote Bullwallop, West Texas.
Meet Sue Gomfucker, mayor of Bullwallop. Hey, Sue, you're a regular here, right?
Sure am. I dine at my favorite restaurant 2, 3, 4 times a day.
What's that tasty-looking meal?
This is a premium crispy chicken McLyrica classic. I've got a generalized anxiety disorder. This allows me to get all the anticonvulsant I need along with the bacon I crave.
Sue's elderly mother, Anna, is eating her meal on a plate attached to the control panel of her mechanized scooter. Anna, what are you diving into there?
Oh, this here's a big and tasty Celebrex McBurger with mushrooms and Swiss. Why should I worry about colon polyps when I'm eating the cure for colon polyps?
Sue's husband, Lem, is also sampling the new McHealth menu. Lem, I understand you suffer from chronic gout?
Yep. Used to hurt so bad if could have been over, I'd have hacked off my toes with an axe. Not anymore. Just get me a couple of Xyloprim red meat rib wraps. Yeah, I can dance all night.
What's that other item on your plate?
Oh, that's dessert. Southern style McApple Viagra pie with cheese.
Well, I reckon I'll have something to say about that.
Happy meals indeed. Fred Golguth, wrap this up for us.
Thanks to the largest fast food chain on Earth, people can now eat all they want and not die. Now, how great is that?
Didn't Subway just become the largest fast food chain in the world?
Well, yeah, but we still have the largest customers.
McDonald's Pfizer has already gotten approval from Health and Human Services in Washington for Medicare and Medicaid to cover the cost of the new McHealth menu meals. A small copay may be required where Health and Human Services deems the health threat of certain ingredients to be abnormally high. The new company also plans to develop a nationwide insurance provider network called, what else, McHMO.
And last in our Oscar guide is our movie of the year, which was unfortunately nominated for nothing.
Kira Needs a Spanking.
When a disturbed young woman, Kira Knightley, shows up with a toothache so bad it distends her jawbone 3 feet beyond her face, Ace Shrinks, Sigmund Freud, Viggo Mortensen, and Carl Gustav Jung, Michael Fassbender, invent dent analysis to save her. But the two geniuses quarrel over who gets to experience transference with Kira in the very naughty nude spanking scene. Jung wins the coin toss, but Freud never forgives him and sneakily connives to obtain a more favorable Wikipedia article than his rival. Mwahahaha!
You've just listened to episode 2 of the Final Edition Radio Hour. Today's episode is brought to you by actors Kevin Janis, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Darby Worley, Anne Tuchel, Jeff Kreisler, and Tony Hendra. Writers were John Marshall, Jeff Kreisler, Tony Hendra, Peter Kleinman, Jay Welch, and Louis Grossberger. Music by Grant and Lee, also known as Ted Alexandro and Hollis James. Our engineer was Giselle Hernandez, and the producers are Jeff Kreisler and Tony Hendra. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, Satire with Teeth. For your fill of brilliant cutting and outrageous articles, images, videos, and laughs, visit www.thefinaledition.com at least once a day. The Final Edition Radio Hour is a production of The Final Edition, LLC, copyright 2012.